Before we wrap up this hour, we want to share with you another very special simple solution from my old buddy Joe Truini.
Yes, your old, old buddy. That's right.
Old like O-L-E, not O-L-D, okay?
Right.
Okay.
All right, Danny, here's one. If you've got a long span of a porch or deck railing, you might notice that it starts to sag over time a little bit in the middle, especially if people are sitting on it all the time, which tends to happen. Mm-hmm. And so all you need to do is you need to fix it, though, because it's not going to stop sagging. It'll continue to sag, and you can wind up cracking one of the rails. So what all you need to do is cut a block to fit underneath right in the middle. And what I'd like to do is take a 2x6, cut it, measure at the very ends where the railing, the lowest rail, has not sagged, and get that dimension, and cut the block tapered so it doesn't just look like a square chunk of wood you wedged in there. So it's a little narrower at the top, and it tapers down to a little wider. And you just wedge it up underneath there, tack it in place with a couple of toenails or screwed down through the top just to keep it from shifting out of place. And just make that bottom rail nice and level. That'll support it. You won't have to worry about it ever sagging again.
Oh, there you go. That's great. We sometimes call them kitty blocks because the kids love to stand up on that bottom rail and hold on to the top rail and look over like little spider monkeys. And so that's where
spider monkey blocks.
Yeah.
So you depending on what part of the country you live in.
Hey, I just used the word old instead of old. We all know what old Joe would mean, which is
accurate as well, but go ahead.
But so when you use the word old, what that is good old boy. Also,
good old boy,
a slang, a man having qualities held to the characteristic of certain Southern males, such as relaxed, informal, strong loyalty to family and friends, and often anti-intellectual bias and intolerant point of view.
So, I am some of those things.
Yeah, so take which parts of that you like. Hey, that's going to wrap up this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. If you're listening to a radio station that doesn't carry the second hour, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you won't miss a thing. I'm Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini, and thank you so much for staying with us during this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.